She gave an example of veterans in Albuquerque suffering from such ailments as gangrene, heart disease, and brain tumors. Yet these veterans were forced to wait more than 4 months for treatment. Even for basic treatments, taken for granted by many Americans, veterans are forced to jump through hoops to receive care. Duff reported that in Harlingen, Texas, the VA decided that servicemen had to come back for 3 separate screenings before they qualified for a colonoscopy. What disappoints me the most out of this is that it was deliberate. I used to think it was just mismanagement. I've been reporting on mismanagement for the past year. Now I realize it was all deliberate, and it was all in the name of an almighty dollar, said Duff. I'm so shocked and saddened to know that executives at the highest level were training their employees to hide numbers, training their employees to make it look like veterans were only waiting 14 days. Duff decried efforts to throw more tax dollars at the VA, stating, "They have a $150 billion budget. They requested $160 billion for the next fiscal year. They've never been denied anything from the Senate or the House as far as their budget goes." In Phoenix, a mere 39% of this budget goes for actual medical costs, she reported, with 52% going for administrative costs, including the purchase of expensive office furniture. She added another $6 million was spent on a sparsely attended national conference in Orlando, Florida. They've wasted thousands and thousands and millions of dollars. The money is simply being mismanaged, declared Duff. Further revelations have unmasked the full extent of mismanagement at the VA. In 2014, the scheduling clerk at the Phoenix VA told CNN that for the better part of a year, she was ordered by superiors to manage a secret waiting list of those vets seeking medical attention and would remove the deceased notice on dead patients to conceal the number of veterans who died while awaiting treatment. What makes the VA scandal different is not only that it affected people at their most desperate moment of need and continues to affect them at subpar facilities, wrote Slate's chief political correspondent, John Dickerson. It's also a failure of one of the most basic transactions government is supposed to perform, keeping a promise to those who were asked to protect our very form of government. The growing scandal points out more than just incompetence. When the wait times were long and those promises were being broken to veterans, administrators then lied about it. It appears this was true across the country.